Right, well, joining me now is Jonathan Rimmington, the Liversidge manager. And Jonathan, how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. Very well indeed.
So, Jonathan, I mean, just first of all, let's talk about the frustration. It now is getting a bit ridiculous. The amount of days since you've last had a home game, how are you feeling? What is the emotion with so many postponements?
Frustration more than anything. It's frustrating. You know, the players want to play. We want to play. We haven't gained any momentum at all from bringing all these new lads in. And, you know, like I've said to a few people, we've lost players to the West Yorkshire League clubs because we haven't been able to play at home, and lads want to play football. So we're struggling in certain things, but we keep going and we keep battling on.
Suppose when you look at it, I mean, it must just be a case when you're looking outside, you're seeing the amount of rain. It must be really disheartening when you get into the pitch and seeing that the game's going to be called off.
Yeah, well, I live what, a mile from Claiborne, and you can just tell as soon as we must get more rain in our area than any other part of Yorkshire at this moment. And you know, I go up to the pitch daily, travel up round, and you know, the pitch itself looks immaculate when you take a photo of it, but underfoot it's quite dangerous in certain parts. And you know, the main part of me is player. You know, I don't want the players getting injured. I think they could cause a rupture of groins or anything, or twisted knees, and that's got to be paramount, really.
And I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? When you're talking there about momentum, when you're in a position where you're having a game and then you're not playing for 5 weeks, it must just really kill all the momentum you can gain.
Well, it's been difficult because we've trained, and we've trained every week, and the lads are eager. You know, we've brought a lot of young lads in from other clubs that we've been and looked at over the last few weeks, and you know, they want to play, and we want to get that momentum going. But it's just, hopefully now we tag Castor on Saturday and away at Garthof next Tuesday, we may gain that little bit of, you know, momentum and that little bit of confidence, where if we put good performances like we did at Parkgate, where we worked our socks off, and you know, for the club, they were fantastic with the players.
And when you look at the situation, it really is surreal, because you look at the months of November, December and January, it's only been 5 games played, which obviously for any league is a very low number.
Yeah, I think every club's in the same boat, though. I don't think we're, especially in that department, Fackley have struggled to get games on. I mean, Garthof on the 28th of December, we thought that game would be on, and you know, I spoke to their chairman in the morning, and he, you know, he went, I think it's going to be off. I think the ref will call it off. And so we're not special in that department. It's just that we're with a lot of new players and trying to blood them in and trying to get us up that league. It's very difficult, and it does hit home a little bit more that we have not had one home game in that time, and it's now. I think the league are coming up on Thursday to a meeting with the club to see what we can do, and if we have to move away from playing at home, which is going to be another problem financially for the club as well. So I don't know where it's going to take us, really.
I was going to say, would that be a case where you do just in the end have to look at another ground and start them talks with another team just to get you through till the end of the season?
Yeah, well, we were going to. Last week we were playing Cleethorpes, I think it was, on a Tuesday night, and we'd approached another West Yorkshire club to play at their ground, and they'd agreed. But when it came down to financial, you know, they wanted money for playing there. You know, the referees and linesmen are very expensive in this league. We're not going to make anything on the drink or the food, because the other club would have done. It would probably have cost us all in all probably £500 just to stage the game. And at this moment in time, the club hasn't got that. You know, they're a fantastic club. The people at the club, honestly, they are mind-blowingly good. And they're committed, but the money's just not... It's a massive issue now.
And another blow for the team was the application to Sports England for some funding, which was turned down. And obviously, if that funding had been given, that would have been a big boost for everyone involved.
Well, again, it's down to the facility at Claiborne. You know, it does need that work for the local community. I mean, I think we're the only club in that area and around Dewsbury. I know there's Ossett Town and Ossett Albion at the top of the hill, but between, probably 300,000 people, we're the only semi-pro football team. And I believe that, you know, you've got to look at yourself in a way that the top clubs, and I know we're in the bottom tier of the Football League, but I think somehow there's got to be some way of help from the top clubs and the Football Association and the Football League, not just Sport England. You know, they've got other people. It's not just about football, I'm afraid, is it? It's massive to kids. And I know, I would never take money away from the children because I think that's part of our future.
And I know when you look at it, there are teams in the local area who are willing to help, willing to offer some help. That must really mean a lot that, you know, everyone is having to look after each other, because obviously this could happen to anyone in terms of the bad weather and the conditions.
Yeah, well, I think that in football, when you're in football, I think everybody does look after each other. I think it's, you know, when you're out of the picture, I think it changes a little bit. But the local clubs, down with them all, really. You know, I talk to all managers, you know, some great characters and good people, and I think if they could help us, they would definitely help us. You know, they need to claw back their costs, and, you know, and I understand that, and I just think that we do need now to play games. And over the next 8 weeks, we've got 16 games, so hopefully get some momentum and get playing. The lads are ready for it, I can assure you. We're training tonight, and hopefully we can get a good turnout tonight.
And when you look at the previous result, which was the 2-2 game against Parkgate, that really did show the spirit that the side have to do what you did to get that point, and that is something that you'll be hoping you can build on going into the upcoming games.
Definitely, yeah. The performance, I mean, we give two sloppy goals away again in the first 20 minutes, and we've done it in the last two games. That might be because we're not playing, not switched on enough. In both games, we give a penalty away in the first 20 minutes. So we've come back, we've gone in at half-time, changed a couple of things, and gone out and really had a go at people. And in that game against Parkgate, our football was absolutely tremendous. To say it was a windy day, absolute torrential rain in the second half, that we put them under the cosh for long periods, and we did get what we deserved, if not more, really. And I think at Staveley, that the 3-1 game at Staveley, second half, it could have gone our way. At 2-1, we were in it, we hit the bar, you know, we had another chance, cleared off the line, we should have probably had a penalty, and then the breakaway, and you go 3-1 down, and you're just like scratching your head.
I suppose that's the thing when you look at the league table. Obviously, right now, you're bottom of the league, but you've got so many games in hand on some of the teams above you. I mean, you've got, in some cases, you've got 8 games in hand on some teams. So it must just be a case, you know, that these games are going to come up thick and fast. And actually, in the end, players, probably you're going to have to be playing Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Well, we've got quite a big squad. We've got the under-19s, which I brought to the club. We've got some very, very good players in that group, and so we've got a lot of cover. We've got to get the points, though. It's no good having 8 games, and, you know, would I rather have the points? I don't really know. It's difficult. I think if we work hard and we put a performance like we have done the last 2 games, I think we will pick up points. You know, the first 6 games of the season, you know, we were up there and did really, really well, and we were competitive, and then suddenly we dropped away, we lost a couple of players, and it happens in football, and I just think that we're not far away from being a decent team. I just think we've just got to keep at it, work our socks off, you know, the old cliches of football, do what you're good at, as I keep telling them, play in right areas, you know, don't try and overplay sometimes, we sometimes do that and get caught. There's some good teams out there, and what I've learned coming from junior football is that if you make a mistake, it it's usually going to cost you either a goal or a corner or a set piece, or you're struggling and you cast out and for a couple of minutes. And I just think that we're learning. I'm learning as a manager, and I think I've learned a lot in the last 6 months, let me tell you.
I was going to say that, obviously, you were someone who has been managing more at the junior side of football. This is your first role within a senior squad. Just what lessons have you learnt so far?
Well, the lesson I've learnt is that I think I wasn't prepared for really men's football, really. I wasn't prepared. This season I've been out watching games nearly every night, seeing what other teams do, how they play. Looking at players, I didn't know any players really. I only knew the team from last season at our club, so I didn't really know anybody else. And you know, I only had my under-19s, who were all under-17s last year, so they're growing really quickly. You know, in a couple of years, hopefully we'll have a settled team. Well, we will have a settled team hopefully by the end of the season, and you know, keep that strong bond together. What have I learned? Not to beat yourself up, really. I think I beat myself up a lot, because as a junior coach and a manager at Rothwell, we won everything every year, and we played some brilliant football. I sometimes want to play that football, but I think it's more of a results game, as men's football is a bit more pressure. So, yeah, I think I've learned to simplify the game a little bit, but we're getting there slowly.
And just finally then, Jonathan, I mean, you look at the end of the season and their aims, obviously it must just be a case now. You just want to get some football and hopefully the results will come and you'll be able to stay in the league.
Well, we want to stay in the league. That's basically, the players want to play in the Premier. We went to Emley, the Cup, and it was a very, very even game. We were in front up to 88 minutes, 1-0. Probably could have scored another one in the second half, and Emley are at the top of the division below us, in the top four or five. Now, is that where we are at the moment as a club? Maybe. Hopefully we can stay in this league and build on what we've finally got. We've finally got a settled group of players that, you know, that want to commit to each other and want to play for each other, and hopefully, you know, we do stay in the league. But I know the games in hand don't give you points, so I'm not daft enough to think that we're going to go and win 2 out of 3. And you know, we've got to graft at every game, and that's I can assure you we will be doing that.
Well, Jonathan, I really do wish you and the rest, everyone else at Liversidge, the best of luck for the upcoming matches, and thank you for joining me.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.